What do you credit that number, that huge increase in the number of applicants, as well as the quality of the applicants? What do you credit that to?
Well, we've had a 25% increase in our primary applicants and a 28% increase in the secondary applicants. Those are the ones that actually take the time to fill out all the forms, including the USF-specific forms. It's a wonderful problem to have, and I suspect that the downtown move may have had something to do with it, just the positive publicity. But, you know, I think it is a reflection of a buzz that's been created about the programs we were developing here, and it's terrific.
Then the challenge, of course, becomes having to select through this group, and how difficult a process is that?
So, rough rule of thumb, you should accept about twice the number that you have. So we have about 170 students matriculating, and we need to accept about 340. So if you do the math, it's less than 10%, which I feel bad about. On the other hand, the challenges of medicine have never been greater. We are being faced with a doubling of medical knowledge every 73 days. So the demand for incredibly well-prepared, very, very bright physicians has never been greater in the history of medicine. So we do need to be selective, and we need to take the best and the brightest. Obviously, we favor Florida students because that's our job, but we're not having a problem getting the applicants, that's for sure.
And lastly, where are we at in the process of the downtown medical school?
So there's a series of procedural processes that have to be followed, and they include the identification of an owner's rep, so-called, that helps us work with the ultimate selection of the architectural and construction group. That process, that bidding process, will be started in the fall, and we hope to have someone selected by February. And we hope that if all things go perfectly well, funding continues to come from Tallahassee, we hope to have folks moving in by December of 2019.
You know, hearing this week that they were already doing some construction, some work on the infrastructure on Channel Side, it's becoming real, is it not?
It is. My wife complains about it every morning because she goes to Harbor Island to play tennis and holds me personally responsible for it. And I explained to her that I had nothing to do with the bridge needing to be repaired. But it is a good sign, and it really is happening. And it will transform this city in a way that I don't think any development project has ever transformed a city. And I lived in Boston when the Faneuil Hall development occurred. But this is going to be spectacular.